Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message will be a very unique message for all of us, especially for the people, our brother and sister in Aleppo, Syria. They are now running out of time and they are going through the countdown of their life. And they plea for the whole Ummah. And remember Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. He said in his fatawi, in his own verdict, if one Muslim died or suffered until he died in any place on earth, and the Muslim do not try to help, all the Ummah will be questioned about it Yawm al-Qiyamah. إخواني في الله وأخواتي في الله في أليبو، أنتم في نعمة من الله، فعليكم الصبر والثبات والتوكل على الله واليقين على ذات الله، واعلموا أن الأمر بيد الله والمشيئة بيده، ولا حول لنا ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، والأمور قد قدرت. ولابد أن نعلم ما معنى النصر. النصر أن نخرج من هذه الدنيا والله راض عنا، كما في مثل أصحاب الأخدود ورجل من آل ياسين والكثير. فأنتم في عزة ما دمتم مع الله وموقنين على الله، فتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت، فقولوا توكلنا على الله واعتصمنا بالله، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والنصر الحقيقي أن تخرجوا من هذه الدنيا إلى جنات عدن إن شاء الله. فبشرى لكم، بشرى لكم وهنيئا لكم، إما النصر وإما الشهادة، كما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما الأمة فإنها في خطر، خطر شديد، خطر شديد. ولكن أنتم ندعو الله لكم بالثبات، بالثبات على الدين، بالثبات على الإسلام، بالثبات على اليقين على ذات الله والثقة بالله. ونسأل الله، نسأل الله رب العرش العظيم أن ينزل عليكم كرامة من كراماته، ونفحة من نفحاته، ونصرا من عنده. My dear brother and sister in Islam all over, what people in Aleppo is going through is actually a victory. This is real victory. Like Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench, the man from Al Yasin, the whole Ummah misunderstand what meaning victory. Victory to leave this earth and Allah be pleased with you. Victory to go to Jannah. But we have to remember Allah. Have complete tawakkul on Allah. Rely on Allah. Trust in Allah. Be for Allah. And remember, the purpose should not be to gain the land or get my house back. No. The purpose should be for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in end of time. We're very close. And everything we see is an ayat. And the lucky one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him to elevate the deen of Allah. Now what about the Muslim all over, the one who watching? Everyone accountable and responsible according to their ability and mobility. From knowledge, from iman, from money, from mistake. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the ultimate victory we can give it to our brother and sister in Islam in Aleppo is dua. And to have accepted dua, we have to be working for Allah. Remember, a few weeks ago or less, I sent you a message when Zainab bint Jahsh, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah, she asked him, Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be destroyed and among us the pious people, the good people? He said, yes. إِذَا كَثْرَ الْخَبَثِ If the sins increase and the Muslim watching the sins and do not do nothing about it, very soon Allah will destroy all of us, even the good one among us. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I cannot explain it now too much. We have a lot of work to do. If we want accepted dua to ourselves and our brother in Aleppo and all over, we have to elevate the deen of Allah. We have to be working to elevate the name of Allah. We have to be working to alleviate the suffering of other. إِنَّمَا تُنْصَرُونَ بِدُعَافَائِكُمْ You gain victory with the weak one among you. You gain victory with working for Sabilillah. You gain victory when your niyyah to be living for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You gain victory when all your worry, all your thinking, all your thought, how to spread the message. We have to. Is a duty. Please, for Sabilillah only. Quick, go to my article, okay? Victory Within, the journey of victory within, verse of journey of defeat within, you will understand. Go to the article An-Najat. Go to the article The Condition of the Ummah. Go to the articles about what will happen if we do not work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no chance. And the fitna will spread all over. What happened in Aleppo will reach us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he promised, if a mu'min see a mu'min in a condition or in a situation, he needs support and help, and he will not support and help, soon Allah will make him taste the same. May Allah save us all. May Allah save us all from the torture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إخواني في الله وأخواتي في الله من المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات إن شاء الله في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. دين الله قادم قادم. The نور of Allah قادم قادم. The promise of Allah قادم قادم. But what we going to do about it? What we doing about it? Each one of us responsible according to their ability and capability. This is not the time to talk. This is not the time to generate a drama. This is not the time for me and you. This is the time for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam has been attacked and now is under attack from everywhere. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he promised in the end of time, this will happen. Please, I beg you for Allah, read about the sign of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and all the ahadith belong it. We are in it. We in it and going very fast. And the lucky who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this earth to be witness to them, not against them, inshaAllah. The lucky who leave this earth and he have a sign of the elevating the deen of Allah. The lucky who do whatever he can to when he meet Allah, he said, Allah, I tried. This is the ultimate victory. Give it to our brother and sister in Islam, in Aleppo and Syria. You have a lot of refugees. Where is the Ummah? Where is the Ummah? But again, I will not say where is the Ummah. Where is me? Where is you? Each one responsible according to their ability and capability. Where is the internet? Now we have to bombard the internet with the right message. And in the meantime, we have to do whatever we can. If you go to Greece, if you go to many area, the majority of the volunteer working to support the refugee is a non-Muslim. They're going by months and 2 months to support and help and facilitate. Many non-Muslim organization, they need some volunteer to work, to help. By this way, there's a lot of work to be done. A lot of work to be done. and each one of us responsible to do whatever he can. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the name of Allah, Allah, Ya Aziz, Ya Azim, Ya Wali, Ya Jabbar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Qadir, Ya Qadir, Ya Muqtadir, Ya Rabbi, Aya min Ayatak, wa Nafha min Nafahatak, wa Karama min Karamatak, tunzil biha rahmatak ala ahl, alibbu, wa ahl al-muslimin fi al-muslimat, wa al-mustada'afin fi mashariq al-ard wa maghribha, Ya Rabbi, ultuf Ya Latif, ikrim Ya Kareem, ur'uf Ya Ra'uf, irham Ya Rahim, afu Ya Afu, Rabbi, Ilahi Mawlaya, ثبتهم يا ربي وانزل عليهم الصبر والسلوان واربط على قلوبهم بنور الإيمان يا رب العالمين وعليك بأعدائك وأعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا وأراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فيسره إلى كل خير ومن أرادنا وأراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر واجعل تدبيره في تدميره يا رب العالمين باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت افتح عليهم أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين ألطف بهم يا رب العالمين اكرمهم يا رب العالمين أعزهم يا رب العالمين انصرهم يا رب العالمين بكن فيكون كن فيكون يا ربي ربي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربي إلهي مولاي خالقي مدبر أمري اجعلهم يا ربي سببا لنصر دينك وعلى سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنهم وتقبل منهم يا رب العالمين ربي لا نملك إلا الدعاء لا نملك إلا الدعاء يا مجيب يا قريب يا سميع يا بصير يا حكيم يا خبير يا الله لا شيء يحدث إلا بقدرتك وعظمتك ونور وجهك الكريم لا شيء يحدث إلا بأمرك يا صاحب الأمر والنهي يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر ربي إلهي مولاي تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's show solidarity and support by our dua, spreading the message, elevating the name of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others, support by any mean. This is a time not for talk, this is a time for action. May Allah allow us to be among those. May Allah make us among to be among those. May Allah make us among to be among those who support our brother and sister in Islam في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.